USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A fall in case numbers last month raised hopes that Britain may be reaching herd immunity. But experts warn against complacency given uncertainty about new variants and autumn's return to school. Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is very, very important that we don't allow ourselves to run away with premature conclusions about this.
Tenants saddled with months of back rent faced the end of the federal eviction moratorium Saturday, a move that could lead to millions being forced from their homes just as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow the nationwide ban to expire. Its hands were tied after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled in June that it wouldn't be extended beyond the end of July without congressional action. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic gold medal on floor exercise. USA Gymnastics announced Sunday that the six-time Olympic medalist has opted not to compete on floor, where she won gold in Rio de Janeiro and placed second in qualifying last week. Jennifer Gadarova of Britain will replace Biles in the finals, which are scheduled for Monday. During a CNN town hall, President Joe Biden revealed what leaders around the world are asking him after 4 years of the Trump presidency.
You asked, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walked in, and I know a lot of them because of my role in the past. And they walk in, and I said, America's back. And they go, I'm serious, heads of state. I give you my word as a Biden. I said, are you really back? I mean, how can I? We believe you, Joe. But will the country ever get it together?
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mike Pompeo talks about China's refusal to sign off on the second phase of the WHO investigation into COVID origination. Here's USA's Dan Naraki.
China has rejected a plan for further investigation into the origins of the coronavirus. The country's National Health Commission rejected the WHO's plan last week for the second phase of their investigation into the lab and the first days of the pandemic. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says further investigation from the WHO is the last thing that China wants. He tells Fox News that the second phase would likely shine light on the Chinese government's cover-up of the source of the virus.
I think they know that this indeed did come out of their laboratory. And while we don't have the evidence to prove it, they certainly do. And so my sense is the reason they don't want anybody looking at it is because they know what this would mean for the Chinese Communist Party. They know that they have lied to the world. They know that they have lied to their own people. And they know that they foisted this virus upon the world, costing millions of lives and now billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth. The last thing the Chinese Communist Party is to be stuck with this of having operated a lab, covered it up, disappeared journalists, disappeared doctors, only to have the WHO come in and find that, in fact, it did come from that laboratory.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Universal Orlando Resort and SeaWorld are the latest theme park resorts in Florida to again ask visitors to wear masks indoors, with Universal also ordering its employees to wear face coverings to protect against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.